WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Thank you. Gotta say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and it's great to be back this week, especially this week. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm really it's a good week to this week because we're going to celebrate the 96th birthday anniversary of someone we really love this man, and he's not with us anymore, at least in body, but he's his music, of course, is, and I'm speaking of Al Galadoro. And I thought this is a birthday celebration for Al. I would play some of his colleagues and people who influenced him, people that he respected greatly and considered friends. And I'm going to play a lot of Al's stuff, too, and some of which hasn't been heard probably for over 60 years. And Al did not... unfortunately, record within our time frame, but this is Al's birthday celebration, and he was born on June 20th, 1913. So that will be tomorrow. It will be his birthday. But the show's on today, so we'll do it. And we began with Rudy Weedoft, who was Al played a lot of his stuff, and in fact, a lot of the same pieces that Rudy played. wrote. Rudy Weedoff with Jack Shulkert on piano, 1927, Saxema, it's spelled, S-A-X-E-M-A. In this edition, we're calling The Joy of Sax, of course, can't get away from that. And Al himself, in a 1946 radio transcription from the Music Hall Varieties program, Rubenola, which is a Rudy Weedoff piece, that was, you heard that little rooster crowing at the end there. That's the golden rooster, the Galadoro. You heard that on the at the end of his solo. And since it's Wake Up Chillin', we did indeed wake up with Willard Robeson. And the solo on that is by Jimmy Dorsey, whom I know Al loved and respected beyond measure. And the respect was more than mutual, I think. Al was referred to by Jimmy as the greatest sax player who ever lived. And I see no reason to refute that here. And we're going to continue now with the Louisiana Rhythm Kings. Jimmy Dorsey's on here in 1930. And I think another great sax player, too. You'll hear Adrian Rollini, but he plays the bass sax. But you'll hear Jimmy Dorsey either on alto or clarinet in Caravan, and that's with a K if you're keeping track here. Thank you. And that was a Sax Octet, Paul Whiteman's Sax Octet from 1939. And those are the earliest recordings, maybe some other orchestral recordings with Paul Whiteman. But really, those are the earliest recordings in which Al is featured truly as a soloist of some emphasis. I kiss Your Hand, Madame. And you heard him there right at the end with that amazing glissando on clarinet. Al was a triple threat. He played clarinet, bass clarinet, and alto sax, and specialized in that. I'm sure he could play anything else if he wanted to, but those were the three that he chose. Before that, another man who was at least a triple threat, Freddie Gardner, and the last time I spoke to Al, he played a selection for Freddie Gardner. Freddie Gardner died in 1950 at the age of 39, having had a heart attack while repairing his son's bicycle. So he died tragically young, but made some wonderful recordings, at least, and recorded from about 1930 onward. So we have a lot of Freddie Gardner that we'll play on radio anyway. This album I've got, Amusing Tonight, has got some wonderful things on it. Baby, Won't You Please Come Home from 1936, and you heard Freddie Gardner there on alto, baritone, and clarinet. What a sound. He also played tenor, as far as I know. Before that, Louisiana Rhythm Kegs under the direction of Red Nichols, and you heard Glenn Miller in there, too, on trombone a bit. But mainly, you heard a lot of Jimmy Dorsey. Caravan, 1930. And one of Al's early influences, and this is Radio, I'm Andy Senior, here on WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. One of Al's early influences was Rudy Weedoft, and Rudy was somewhat of a tragic figure later on, but in the 1920s he defined the sound of the saxophone. He was the one. He was ubiquitous. He made dozens of recordings, was world famous, and then about 1927 he just stopped recording. But he was world famous, and it might have been about the time his brother died in an automobile accident in 1928, and Rudy probably never quite got over that. But I know for a fact that Rudy had contacted Al in 1934, having heard a solo on the radio that Al did of one of his selections, and it said that he was amazing, and he was amazing for a long time. He was amazing when I heard him last year, so that's a long time to be amazing. Rudy Weedoff's Californians in 1922, a Brunswick, and this was all these Brunswicks came through the courtesy of Dan Levinson, and we'll play a little of his stuff later on. And he visited, was at the Seagull one night. I saw him there, but he's sort of a part of the continuum here, so we'll include him midpoint. Here's Rudy Weedoff's Californians in 1922, Song of India. Thank you. 1946, having a bit of saxo fun, and that's spelled S-I-X-O-P-H-U-N. You could also remove the dashes if you want. I've seen it spelled both ways on these recordings, but that was saxo fun, a Rudy Weedoff composition, and that was the 1946 NBC Thesaurus transcription of the Music Hall Varieties program. 22 years before that, 1924, with George Olson and his music, Rudy Weedoff and saxo fun. And yeah, so Al kept that tradition, that those novelty pieces they're a lot tougher to play than they sound. I'll tell you that. They are there's a lot of artistry in there that you wouldn't believe, and Al was having a lot of fun, I could tell that. Beginning with Rudy Weedoff's Californian Song of India, 1922, and as I say, those Rudy Weedoff recordings were from the collection of Dan Levinson. We'll play a little of his stuff as we proceed in this broadcast. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Thank you for celebrating with us tonight. Al would have been 96 tomorrow. And I think he might have actually, there might have been a little something different about his birthday too, that but we celebrated it on the 20th every time I was there. So I think that will hold true. And I got to spend a couple of birthdays with him. That was nice. Here's Jimmy Dorsey with Cliff Edwards in his Hot Combination. Jimmy's in there, and you'll probably hear some of the other ones in there too, like Red Nichols of the Redheads. Great tune of the 20s. I Know That You Know, 1926.
I'll go where you go. I choose you. that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time.
Thank you.
The joyous sax. There's a hell on clarinet. He was just a lad of 85 in 1999 when he made that. Yes, and that was the Bohunks. Oh yeah, the Bohunks, and boy, that's there's a lot of joy in there. Recorded in Holland, and Al said that was probably one of his favorite albums that he ever did was with the Bohunks, and I love that record, that CD. Out of Nowhere is the CD, and we'll be playing that title track in a few minutes. And before that, Buck and Bubbles, recording in London, and Freddie Garner's in there. You heard him. I Ain't Got Nobody, 1936, beginning with Cliff Edwards and his Hot Combination, including Red Nichols and Jimmy Dorsey, in full evidence there. I Know That You Know, 1926. And now on Radiola, here's... Well, I was thinking that, and I never heard Al mention him specifically, but for some reason I just felt that they have an affinity of sound, and I don't know, he must have, I'm sure that Al respected this man, and they had a lot in common. In fact, they both lived to be 95 years old, which is amazing in itself. Here's McKinney's Cotton Pickers, and you'll hear the alto of Benny Carter in here, young Benny Carter. He was 22 when he made this recording. I'd love it. Thank you. But you sure get the idea there. That was Al. Oh, my goodness. What a player finishing on clarinet. And that last, after the between the two piano solos, you heard him play a little bit of a of an arrangement that he played for Jill Corey in I believe 1957 or 58 for her album Sometimes I'm Happy with Glenn Oser's orchestra. But you would have heard that on that the same he interpolated that, and oh my goodness, that was from 1969. That was recorded in Birmingham from A Moment in Time, and that's on Golden Rooster Records. You can get that through Al's website. And you probably can get a lot of other, there's so many other things still available, I hope, that you can get there. But that was, that's an amazing, amazing disc. You hear Al, you know, just cooking really, really amazingly there. Before that, Jimmy Dorsey and BB, which Al played on occasion, and played it about twice as fast as that. And that was from 1929. That was Jimmy Dorsey with the brothers there. And, well, his other brother, I mean, his brother Tommy, in there somewhere. McKinney's Cotton Pickers, I'd Love It. And you heard the amazing horn and the musicianship of Benny Carter, Bennett Lester Carter, who lived as long as Al did, definitely. And you also heard Coleman Hawkins on the tenor there. Amazing, amazing sax playing, great section in there too, and Fats Waller on the piano is a lagniappe. 1929. Here's Al with the Bohunks again in 1999. Title track of the album, Out of Nowhere.